This is Apollo 11 interview number 3 with Jim Ragusa. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin are the astronauts slated to attempt the country's initial lunar landing mission. Throughout the flight, crew safety will be the word of any day. Safety of the Apollo 11 astronauts will never be compromised. At NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida, pre-launch safety for the astronauts and supporting personnel is very much in the forefront. For example, if just prior to launch, hazardous problems arise with the gigantic Saturn V rocket, problems which could lead to an explosion, for instance, elaborate precautions have been taken on the launch pad to enable the crew members to escape from danger. From the Kennedy Center, safety expert Jim Ragusa elaborates.
Let's just consider the situation where three astronauts are told to egress the command module. They climb out of the spacecraft, get the portable emergency air packs on. They go across the access arm, and the first thing they come to is a slide wire cab. Now, this cab is a 9-man gondola affair that has three bench-type seats in it, much like a station wagon. The personnel get into the cab, they ride backwards, and to release themselves, they pull two handles, and down they go. The cable is approximately 2,200 feet long, and the ride takes about 34 seconds, and during that period of time, they're reaching speeds up to about 75 miles an hour. And that distance, it's about 430 feet off the ground in terms of a height. So you can imagine being up on a 43-story building and going out a distance of about a half a mile. Now, if for some reason the slide wire is not to be used, they would make a turn, and there are two high-speed elevators available for their use. And down you go, doors close, and you go down at 600 feet per minute, and the ride takes about 50 seconds, and you're taken down to the A level inside the mobile launcher. You step out, and the next thing you see is an oval-shaped, Teflon-lined, stainless steel tube. The tube is 207 feet long, and it drops 75 feet in elevation from top to bottom. There is a water spray system there. You depress a handle and sprays water on your backside and down the tube, and you get a tremendous ride down this tube. There is a rubber room at the bottom of the tube with an upward sloping rubber ramp, and this provides the stopping force needed to bring the rider to a safe stop. It's very effective. He climbs off this rubber ramp and runs a short distance through a open door and closes a blast door behind him. The blast room itself is a igloo-shaped dome, a hemisphere, 30 feet in diameter on the inside. The walls are 30 inches thick. And once in that facility, you're 25 feet under sand and concrete, which is more than enough protection against even a total destruction of the vehicle. And the facility is designed for 20 people for up to 24 hours.
Jim Ragusa of the Kennedy Space Center, Florida. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Houston, Texas on the planned quarantined reception for the Apollo 11 astronauts. This is Willard Scott speaking.